Within a few days, cargo and passengers should be flowing normally through Bangkok's international airport. The anti-government protesters who occupied it began leaving Wednesday after a court barred Thailand's prime minister and his party from politics. But business leaders in Thailand say the country's reputation has been badly damaged by the occupation, which shut traffic for 8 days. John Koldowski is an executive with the Pacific Asia Travel Association in Bangkok. He says that although tourism has been most immediately affected, problems caused by the airport's closure spread around the country.
Now, I think the ripple effect is beginning to be felt now because the freight's affected as well. So you're looking at produce that can't be shifted out of Thailand. You're looking at produce that can't come into Thailand for consumption. It's now starting to be felt right across the wider society.
Hotels struggled to accommodate stranded guests while the airport was closed. Now they are looking ahead to see whether potential visitors have been scared away. Pornthina Thongsajawitun, the communications director for the Accor Group, which has 20 hotels in Bangkok, says so far the damage is moderate for her company, in part because their rooms stayed filled with stranded tourists. She says only a few bookings for the coming Christmas holiday have been canceled.
But it's not as bad as we thought. However, the new reservation, we probably will have to wait and see a little bit more. Of course, there are some cancellations.
However, other hotels are seeing a greater number of cancellations. Some report they may see fewer than half their rooms occupied in the coming weeks, the heart of the peak tourism season. Business leaders worry that the damage could be long-lasting, and they are concerned because it could be weeks before a new government is installed. Dusit Nantanakorn is the vice chairman of the Thai Chamber of Commerce. He says airport managers worked hard to get flights moving again, but more must be done now to help the business community, which already was suffering because of the global economic downturn.
The private sector and the government actually have to really join hands and work together. I think we cannot wait until the next government will be coming in.
There is considerable concern that Thailand's political crisis is just on hold and has not ended. Most members of parliament from the Ban Party have regrouped under another banner, and they, along with coalition partners, still hold a majority of seats. If their choice for a new prime minister, expected next week, does not satisfy the anti-government group, protesters may well be back on the streets. Robert Broadfoot runs Political and Economic Risk Consultancy, a Hong Kong company that assesses business risk around Asia.
This is not the end of the crisis by any means, I don't think. It's just moving on to the next chapter. So there are still a large number of uncertainties. And when it comes to businesses like tourism, it's going to be a disastrous high season.
Broadfoot says it will be hard to determine just how much damage the political crisis has done to the economy compared with the damage caused by the global slump. Foreign investment is likely to shrink and demand for exports will be weak because of the worldwide financial crisis. He says one way the Thai government can minimize the pain and help build a foundation for future economic growth is to focus on improving its infrastructure, such as roads and schools.
Probably the best that could happen now is they get some sort of agreement in the political process, even if they're going to get revolving door governments, where you can push ahead with major infrastructure and other programs to at least, A, to create opportunities, but B, an impression that the economy is not just stuck in quicksand.
Broadfoot points out one advantage to focusing on infrastructure projects is that they are not dependent on foreign investment. The political uncertainty and the effects of the global economic crisis have factored into the decision by international credit rating agencies to downgrade ratings in Thailand. That means the government and businesses here will pay more to borrow money. However, Thailand's central bank may have eased some of the pain this week when it surprised financial markets with its largest rate cut ever. The benchmark lending rate dropped a full percentage point to 2.75%. Kate Poundos, VOA News, Bangkok.